If you were calculating what effect the tax cuts might have on your income, or focusing on the Bill Richardson withdrawal from the Commerce Secretary nomination of Barack Obama, you might have missed the appointment of Governor Tim Kaine of Virginia to head the Democratic National Committee when Howard Dean steps down later this month. Kaine, of course, was partly responsible for putting Virginia in the Democrats' column for the first time in 50 years. Joining us now to talk about the significance of this appointment, both in terms of the man and in terms of sort of the place that he's located, is Anita Kumar, who's a Richmond-based staff writer for The Washington Post. Anita, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. How are you?
So Tim Kaine, of course, is a good friend of Barack Obama's, but the significance of this appointment, it seems to me, is the fact that it's a governorship and that it's in a red state, or a formerly red state, of Virginia. What does that say for Barack Obama's view of politics moving forward?
Well, that's right. I mean, Governor Kaine's not the first governor to do this job, but he'll be doing it part-time for a year. But obviously, he was looking for someone. Richmond obviously is close by, a couple hours away, a state that's still sort of considered conservative, but obviously has gone Democratic in recent years in a lot of different offices. And, of course, Barack Obama won it this year, so he's definitely looking towards the future. Tim Kaine's going to try to help him out in the 2010 midterm election, so that'll be quite important.
Now, the success of the Obama campaign related to grassroots organization, the use of sophisticated technology, and really maintaining a ground-level political force in all 50 states. Is this something Tim Kaine is good at?
He's been in office 3 years here in Virginia as governor. This is his final year. And his accomplishments, his achievements have primarily been political in Virginia. Now, some of that is just Virginia, the population changing and things going on in the state. But the governor is widely credited with helping Barack Obama win Virginia. Both U.S. Senate seats have now gone to Democrats since he's been the governor. He's helped turn the state Senate to Democratic-controlled. I mean, essentially, the only thing left for him he'll be trying to do this year is the House. State House is still in Republican control. So he's widely credited with helping Virginia turn blue, if you will. And I think that's what they're trying to expand across the country.
Now, Tim Kaine is a young guy, and he's... You know, he doesn't necessarily have the national stature of some others that could have been chosen for this. I'm wondering if there's an argument here that maybe Barack Obama, at least in the early going, and he's going to be a part-timer, Tim Kaine is, while he's still governor in Virginia there in the first year, if this is a deliberate effort to de-emphasize the Democratic National Committee post because Barack Obama doesn't want to be perceived as someone who immediately starts running for his second term, as, say, Bill Clinton did.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I think if you would talk to people, you know, obviously the DNC and the RNC chair are oftentimes very much figureheads. I mean, yes, they're expected to raise money and be on the Sunday morning talk shows, but a lot of the day-to-day things are done by someone else, and obviously we've already heard that Barack Obama is talking to someone else about taking that day-to-day job. Barack Obama asked Tim Kaine if he was interested in this job, and Tim Kaine had said, actually told reporters here in Richmond, and he told Barack Obama that he was not interested, he would not leave the governor's mansion before his term was up in January 2010. I think this is more, than Barack Obama came back to him and said, no, I really want you to do this. I think this, this gets Barack Obama the guy that he wants and allows him to keep that pledge of staying in office for the next year.
Well, gauge the enthusiasm of Tim Kaine stepping up and being something of the face of the Democratic Party, particularly in terms of state and congressional races. Is he enthusiastic about taking a national role in this way? Is this something he would like to do?
As you said, he wasn't very well known outside of Virginia until probably this election. He has always been an outgoing, energetic guy and was considered an up-and-coming leader in the Democratic Party. In 2006, he gave the State of the Union response, and that was probably the first time a lot of people had heard of him. But, you know, he was considered one of the three vice presidential possible picks.
Sure.
He was on the talk shows all the time, and he had a you know, he was considered that he did a good job in going around this, in the country and talking for Barack Obama.
And so a profile that's undoubtedly going to be raised with this appointment. Anita Kumar, thanks so much. Richmond-based staff writer for The Washington Post. Talking
about
Tim Kaine, appointed to head the Democratic National Committee. Thank you, Anita.